Ryan, good morning, good morning.
Brad, hey, good morning, good morning.
Boy, I'll tell you, you guys, and I want to go back. I want to go back, Ryan, to when you thought that this was going to make it, when the young people decided, also, let's try this. Let's see if we can do it. And, you know, the baseball folks did it. And what was your driving force when you first started?
Well, for me, so I moved, I grew up in Connecticut, and I'm fortunate to have a family business, the Keating Agency in West Hartford, that my grandfather, Michael J., started. And
everybody remembers, huh?
Everyone remembers. Who doesn't? But with that, I mean, the baseball team, the Yargos, have been fantastic. I saw Tim Saturday night at a Hark event. Shout out to Hark. But for me, being back, my first year back was very hard after being gone for about 10 years from Connecticut. And I was in California, Utah, Montana, Tampa, Dallas, Texas before coming back. And with that, that first year was a flux year. But really about a year ago, even beginning of this year, I really said, you're either part of the problem or part of the solution. So I had to be part of the solution. And with that comes energy and time and really trying to get other, finding those people that want to be involved and helping change Hartford.
Well, and you are one of several, and I've had a couple of them on the program, and we've talked. And the thing that I feel, and I have been here for years and years and years, the thing that I feel is that you're getting a kind of folks coming in here that will be very, very successful. They're workers. They love to go out. They love to work. And they make pretty good money. They're going to live here and everything. It's something that you should be very, very happy about. And I know you've got other folks that you are working with, too.
Well, Connecticut and Greater Hartford has some amazing things happening right now. And I think Connecticut, I was looking the other day with what's going on today being Election Day. And we have a very important governor race and a lot of down ballot elements happening. And quick shout out to #MyHart, H-A-R-T, My Vote. Leadership Greater Hartford does an amazing thing for bringing together. Every year, their Quest program, I was fortunate to be a part of that this year. And we had a task force about voter engagement. But with that, too, was a bunch of other task forces. And one of them was about City of Hartford. And how do you get people involved in things going on? And that's one of the issues I've noticed of how do you and we find what to do in Hartford. There's so much going on. You got 90,000 people commute in and out of Hartford every day.
90,000.
So around there, you know. We're not counting numbers, but
at night there's more.
I wrote this down. Come alive again. You mentioned that. And so you've been doing this a long time.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So again, when was Hartford at its peak?
Good many years ago. Good many years ago when you used to go to Fox's. Everybody used to go to Fox's, Sage Allen, and it was alive. But it wasn't the same type of Hartford as it's going to be now. That is for sure. And again, this is a new age. This is a new time. And I just think what you folks are doing and the way you're doing it, and you're getting out, and it is happening. It's starting to happen. There's no question in my mind. I see it when I go out.
Oh, that's a fact. Yeah, no question. It's and you mentioned Luke Brona before, the mayor of Hartford. He's been doing an amazing job. And I was fortunate with there's a nice InsurTech Hartford. The InsurTech Hartford Hub has been a big driving force. The insurance capital of the world was Hartford. Still kind of maintains that mantra, but now with InsurTech and Stanley Black & Decker has an incubator going on here.
Yep.
And we have some other great initiatives going on, the entrepreneurial and startup world, and also
how about soccer?
Soccer, yeah, Hartford Athletic Club.
I mean, we're going to have, I'm telling you.
FC Hartford, you know, and FC Hartford started that too. Soccer is one of the most watched sports. It's one of the easiest sports to get into. First sport I played, then T-ball, yeah. we get out there with a little baseball bat swinging. But one of the things going on in Hartford, we got HYPE, the Hartford Young Professionals and Entrepreneurs, the Restart the Heart movement going on.
Yep.
There's in West Hartford the future leaders of West Hartford Flow. You have the Park Road Playhouse with their young professional movement. The Bushnell has a young professional thing going on. And Spark, there's so many things. And I just,
what we need, Ryan, I think, one of the things that's, you know, for some of us who are here all the time, you know, but we have so much, but we've got to sell it. And we've got to develop something that will draw people from all over, like the baseball did. I mean, people said, oh, you should have been here when we started the baseball. The calls, yeah. Never going to make it. People don't want to go. They don't want to go to a ball game at night in North Hartford and so on and so forth. And when it started, and all of a sudden, it starts to sell out. Then it sells out again and again. And I'll tell you something right now, we didn't have any calls saying, well, I guess it's going to make it. You know, because people said, you know, it won't make it.
It can go a lot of ways on that. And coming back to Connecticut, one of the things that say nails in the chalkboard to me is the mantra, land of city habits. I hate it, bluntly. it's the worst. And yeah. You need to be acceptable to change and adaptation. And like I just wrote down here for you, if you build it, they will come. Like
no
I
question
said before,
about it.
90,000 people commute in and out of Hartford every day. We have an amazing infrastructure of a city here in Hartford. We have amazing communities like West Hartford, Bloomfield. We're in Windsor now. Windsor's got some great things going on. Avon, Farmington, East Hartford. East Hartford's got Pratt & Whitney, you know, but...
And one of the keys is, too, we have got people that want to build, people that want to buy some of these buildings coming in to Hartford, businessmen from outside. I'm talking about Boston. I'm talking about New York. They're not here going to do something unless they really knew that this city was on the climb again. And they're on the climb. That's what I call it, the climb.
I like it.
Yep.
And energy is a big factor of that. Being fortunate to have lived in the cities and areas I did, one of the best things that you get that brings energy is cranes. And when you see infrastructure and things being built, it adds a different environment, and you're driving around, and it's part of that growth and energy that just happens. But with that too, us, you know, you're saying the young people, getting together in collaboration. I'm a big believer, power by numbers, and coming back in the last 2 years, I've noticed it's harder to get people. There's such a small pool of people to draw on. Because everyone wants the same people to attend their event, or this group's getting going.
I would say that's the biggest problem.
The biggest problem, yeah.
The biggest problem you got right now. But you can lick that. You can't do it all at once. You can't do it all at once. But what you have done here, you've got enough going that other people are attracted to it from out of town, come in, and the next thing you know, they're part of it. And that's how... It's going to happen, because what you guys have got, a lot of you, you've got great ideas and you're not afraid to do it. And if you can do it, you're going to get the same reaction they got from the baseball. Now you watch this soccer. Now people say soccer. Soccer is very, very popular in this country now. It really is. And how did it get popular?
Internationally.
I know.
And we have an amazing
around here because. In schools, that's what the parents love their kids to play, is soccer. That's going to grow. You wait and see. This is going to be just the same as baseball.
I'm already watching. I'm already watching. But we have an amazing, and Hartford has a great asset to it in the greater Hartford area. And I love saying greater Hartford, by the way, because greater just, and that ties into collaboration. And we are greater Hartford. Hartford is the city that 90,000 people commit into every day. And we have our suburbs where I moved back because at the time I moved back, I was like, oh, it's a great place to raise a family. You know, family business, had to answer that what if question. What if I never worked in it? But having moved back and seeing the West Hartford area, the Hartford area, and meeting a lot of great people, everyone wants to see success.
How old are you?
Today I'm 31. It's my birthday.
No, your birthday.
It's my birthday. Well, I couldn't be happy to be here for you, Brad. Absolutely.
Happy birthday. My God, that's fabulous.
Yeah,
I'm glad I asked you.
Yeah,
that's one of the reasons. 31.
31.
I mean, that's like, you know, and there are a good many that are 31 and 28 and 29, and those are where the ideas of the future
are
coming from.
And we need to keep those that are 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, growing up in West Hartford, or, I mean, I'd say West Hartford, I grew up here, but most of my friends that I grew up with aren't here. Some are still here, and some are moving back. We're seeing that more. But it's interesting, and the New York exposure, Atlanta, a lot of people live in Atlanta, San Francisco, these large cities, New York, and people live in New York too, and I was there the other weekend, and there's so much to do, just mentally stimulating out there, and you can ride a train, you can walk, and who knows, but we grew up in a one of the biggest things I want to say, and we've had some other friends I've been talking with, Connecticut comeback, and the pride factor, being proud of being from Connecticut. We've had a lot of hardships here.
Oh,
and
have we ever?
But
have
we've also ever. Come from a state that's had so much success and so much innovation, and if you really go down the line, Connecticut's an amazing state. But we don't grow up, and the news and media, per se, doesn't always portray the positive because people don't...
Well,
the, the headlines don't get the positive news, but you're going to read this or that or that. And so that's what's exciting now, is there's a good mix of young people, young professionals, and the millennial word, you know, air quotes. But it throws it out there, and it's under 40. And you've gone through many different generations. Do you have kids?
Many.
Many kids?
Huh?
No, do you have kids?
Oh, no, no. Oh, you mean, do I have
children? Yes,
oh, I
children.
Have a daughter.
A daughter.
I have a daughter.
One child, not many.
but the thing that that I love about Hartford, okay, is I came here for 13 weeks. I was supposed to be here in
Marine.
1958, 59, right in that particular era, and was on television. And I've been on TV and radio here. That's what I've been doing. And I've seen Hartford the way it was, how it got, and where it's going. And there's no question. And we've got a terrific mayor right now, too. He is right there. He's not afraid to stand up and speak. He's not afraid to say to the ones who have been here what he wants to do. And I think this is all going to rub off on all of you. I really do. I am one that I think this is going to be
and
tremendous.
If Luke's listening, which maybe not yet, but and I don't know if this is going to throw him under the bus. So when I went to Vegas last month, he was there, and I was very impressed. It was the InsurTech Connect Conference and InsurTech Hartford, and the Startup Boot Camp had a very large presence. UConn has been an amazing asset. But we were fortunate to be on the plane flying back, and he was talking about he wants to see more density downtown. There's innovation happening there, as well as some initiatives for students in town. Or if you go to college in Connecticut, or you're from the greater Hartford area, stay here.
And we're going to do it. You'll be back, okay?
Absolutely.
Thanks for coming over.
Brad, thank you.
God bless.